Blog Talk Radio.
Discuss with you from the topic tonight of true beauty
and the agony of deceit. And let's go before the throne of grace in prayer. First of all, Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity again to come before your women, Lord God, tonight, my sisters in Christ, these queens of the Most High God. Thank you for every one that has tuned in tonight. I pray, Lord God, and send out your blessings over these broadcast airways to every woman and every family that is represented, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you just continue to minister and help to edify, to lift up, Lord God, your women for a time such as this, as it was with Esther, Lord God. We're living in some difficult times, and we as women, we need to be able to be prepared as we go forth to do God's kingdom work. So, Lord God, I thank you for every woman, again, that has tuned in. Let, Lord God, as we go forth to discuss the topic tonight, let it be a time of ministry, a time of edification, a time of enlightenment and encouragement. We give you, Heavenly Father, all the praise. And now, Lord, I ask that you strip me of myself, Lord God. Allow for the Holy Spirit of Almighty God to take over, Lord God, as we go forth, Heavenly Father, to discuss this topic and minister your word. And we ask these things in the name that's above every name, and that is the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. True beauty and the agony of deceit. Where our founding scripture is from tonight, from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. And it reads from the NIV version, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Praise God. True beauty and the agony of deceit. Well, if you tuned in to, and I'm getting ready to age myself, the ABC's Wild World of Sport, that began to air back in, or that aired back in 1970 and onward for really about three decades, you are quite familiar with the phrase, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. The agony of defeat was personified each week by a ski jumper by the name of Vinko Bogataj of Yugoslavia, as he experienced a spectacular wipeout over Germany. Each week, they would show this gentleman coming down the slope. And, oh, he was doing quite well initially. And then at some point, he began to spin out of control, and he experienced a wipeout that was more spectacular than actually his team effort. So I wanted to just kind of bring that to our audience's attention as we began to think about our topic this evening. Like an athlete experiences the trauma of defeat amid the circumstances purposed to yield victory, so is the woman who is caught up in deceptive standards of society's picture of victory. I'm sorry, society's picture of beauty. Society has a picture of beauty that many women strive to adhere to, although the standards of society where beauty is concerned can be quite unrealistic. These unrealistic beauty standards often plague today's society and plague women. Women often use the media to help them to determine their standard of what beauty is. You can look on billboards and you can look on television advertisements, and women look at other women that are advertised in this light, and they ask themselves, well, you know, do I look that way? Am I the ideal weight? Am I 36 in the bust and 24 in the waist and 36 in the hip? If not, then I want to be able to do what I can, even if it means going, having cosmetic type of surgery to make myself look more appealing. Is my skin tone too dark or is it too light? All of these things that come to mind that cause women to yield to these unrealistic standards of beauty set forth by our society. Of course, these standards that are set forth by society yield themselves to a dollar figure in the form of advertisement. These advertisements sometimes are so influential that some will spend thousands of dollars to have cosmetic surgery to alter their appearance. For example, sometimes let's talk about the global facial market. You've heard of the of Botox. Many women are having Botox-related surgeries, and the global facial injectable market boasted in 2021 a value of over $16.1 billion. $16.1 billion, with a growth rate expected or forecasted from 2022 to 2030 to increase that amount by 9.1%, according to another statistical website, Review of Beauty and Cosmetic Statistics. There was approximately $240 billion. That's a lot of money. $240 billion spent on advertising in the United States in 2019. And of that amount, $3.1 billion was spent advertising cosmetics. And the cosmetics industry had a revenue of $49 billion alone in 2019. So let's put that in perspective. The population of the United States in 2019 was right at 328 million people. That comes to about $150 of cosmetics purchased by every man, woman, and child in the United States in 2019. There was also $840 million spent on advertising for clothing. So we're talking about, again, very excessive and large sums of money of what people spend to be able to change themselves. It goes even further than that. The National Eating and Disorder Association, in an article entitled Body Image and Eating Disorders, states that 40 to 60% of elementary age schoolgirls are concerned about their weight. Again, this starts very, very early, especially for us as females and us as women. This same article stated that over half of teenage girls, they skip meals to try and control their weight. They fast, they smoke cigarettes, they vomit, many becoming bulimic, and take laxatives just in order to control their weight. These actions become habits and can develop also into, if continued and prolonged, into psychological and mental health conditions. According to the Eating and Recovery Center overview of health risk for these type of disorders, there is also a possibility of organ damage, developmental delays, and even death. I did some research, and I was curious about just how many women are we losing each year just from elective cosmetic surgery. And the statistics were great. 100 women per year die as a result of botched cosmetic surgeries. These, again, are not surgeries that are mandatory, but voluntary surgeries, again, that result in women actually losing their lives because of an insatiable desire for beauty at any cost. Well, I came tonight to share with you, Queen Talk listening audience, that this insatiable desire for beauty at any cost is a strategy of one that is no stranger to beauty. This is one whose job is to, is threefold, a threefold purpose, and it is to steal, kill, and destroy. And I am talking about Satan himself. Scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 11 and 14 that Satan masquerades himself as an angel of light. Ezekiel 28 and 17 spoke of Satan, and it said this: your heart was proud because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I expose you before kings to feast their eyes on you. Satan was actually one of the most beautiful angels in heaven. Well, there's not any surprise that his tactics and his strategies would be actually connected to these false standards and these deceptive standards of beauty. We need to be able to realize, and not only as we as women do we need to be able to realize, we also need to be able to teach our daughters, we must teach our daughters, that true beauty and the essence of beauty will only be found in a relationship with Jesus Christ when he comes into our life and he changes us from not the outside in, but from the inside out. True beauty is a standard of a heart that has been fixed and regulated by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way to have true beauty. Scripture teaches us that man looks on the outer appearance. It is man that looks on the outer appearance. It is man that tries to set as the standards that I talked about earlier. Oh, am I too thin, or am I too large, or am I too tall, or am I not good? And that, all of that relates to asking the question, am I good enough? Well, my dear sisters, I will tell you tonight, everything that God created, he said was good. He said that we as his creation are fearfully and wonderfully made. Some biblical texts state beautifully and wonderfully made. There is no need for us to feel that we have to go and change ourselves to please society standards, because when we do that, we're in essence sharing that what God has created and who God created us to be is not good enough. But how many of you know that God does not make mistakes? He created us to be unique. He created each one of us. God has made each one of us to be unique, a one of a kind. Even if you have an identical twin, guess what? Your fingerprints are different. You are still a one of a kind. So I wanted to share tonight and just begin to open up the discussion, because there are those that are within our listening audience. And if it's not you, there are those that you are connected with as women that need to be able to know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a beautiful creation. You are created in the image of our Most High God. You don't have to subject yourself and submit to what society has unleashed as its standard for beauty. As the scripture talks about, beauty is fleeting. That is, this outside body image is going to eventually begin to fade. As you get older, your body changes. So, but even though your outside appearance may change, if you rank your standard of beauty based upon your character, based upon what's going on in your heart, based upon your personality and how you treat people, hello? Based upon what the greatest of these, which the Word of God tells us is love. That should be your standard and your reflection of what beauty is. Of what beauty is. And that, my dear sister, only comes from a relationship with Almighty God. Beauty is fleeting. Beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Well, I don't want to continue for you only to hear my voice. I know that there are those on this line tonight that will want to share in this conversation and that has much to say. And so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open the lines up. First, I'm going to call for my fellow minister and sister and woman of God, Minister Gretchen Morris, Gretchen Manley, to be able to share in this discussion, because even as we were preparing for this broadcast, we got into a discussion on this topic that lasted for quite some time, because it is very, very relevant. As I said, 21st century women's issues from a biblical perspective. So, Minister Gretchen, praise God. Are you there?
Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you as well. God bless you as well. Talk with me tonight. Give me your input on this scripture that says, charm is deceptive, Proverbs 31:30, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
Amen, amen. I'm so glad this is a timely subject, Pastor, especially in this day and age when we have so much stuff on social media and everything, and everybody's given all these standards that they want women to look like and to perform like and to wear the hair or to have their certain body types, like you mentioned. But God made us, and we're all beautiful in his sight, and it's all perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I remember looking at Genesis, and it says it was all good. It's all good. It's all finished. There's nothing else left for me to do except to live my life for Christ. And I don't want to make people think that I'm being judgmental, because I was one of those women who tried to fit in to where I could get in, and thinking that if I wore certain things or not wore certain things or did certain things, you know, I could be attractive to the opposite sex. But God showed me that I'm already done. I'm already beautiful. I'm already good, and there's nothing to be added to it. I must just walk in the beauty that I have, and all of us have that beauty. All of us. We're all different, but he showed me, just like the flowers of the field, when you go out to pick a bouquet of flowers, you don't get the same bunch of flowers for a bouquet. You get a little bit of the daffodil. You get some hollyhocks. You get some roses. You get some dillies. And you put them all together, you get the baby's breath and the eucalyptus, and you make this beautiful bouquet. And it's beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and it's fragrant, all the different fragrances and all the different colors and textures and everything. And he began to show me that that's the way the world is. That's the way women are. We are a beautiful bouquet of flowers out there. And no matter which one you pick, they're all beautiful. And when you put us all
Amen.
Together, we complement one another. We accent one another.
Right.
So there's no one like this one don't belong, or I have to be like her, because if we were all the same, oh, how dull and boring that would be.
Mm-hmm.
Dull and boring that would be if you could just look out in the fields and all you saw was just one kind of grass, one kind of flower, one kind of butterfly or tree. Everything's different, but all together, it just mixes up together and makes this beautiful bouquet. And when you walk in it, you go, wow, it looks so beautiful. It's so fragrant. It has so much to add. And that's the way each and every woman is. We bring something to the table. We bring something to this world that's never been seen before, our beauty. No matter what size you are, what shade you are, what color you are, it's all good. God said you're good. You're finished. It's all finished. So I encourage women tonight to just embrace who you are. That you don't have to be like your friend. You don't have to be like the lady on the magazine cover or even the lady on the TV. You are beautiful just the way you are. I know it took me years to understand and believe that myself, because as a young little skinny girl from the South, I thought I had to be shapely, and if I wasn't shapely, I didn't fit in. And you get bullied and you get picked on because you don't look like, quote unquote, the girls in the magazines. But you don't have to. You don't have
to.
No, you
don't.
We're all beautiful just the way we are, and I believe that we have to start encouraging one another as sisters, especially sisters in Christ. If you see a young lady or even an older lady and she looks nice, tell her. We don't tell each
yes.
other enough. You know what? You're looking nice today. You're looking good. You're looking strong. You're looking healthy. You're looking nice. I like what you're doing with your hair. I love what you're doing, you know, with that outfit. You know, don't keep it all bottled inside and say, well, I don't want to, you know, say anything. Because it's a lot of people out there who are hurting, who need someone to say something. Somebody's not going to get a smile today. Somebody's not going to get a compliment. I know when I go out, I try at the cashier or and you know, at the grocery store or something, and the young lady's taking care of me, I try to make a point to make sure I tell her, you're looking nice today. I like the way you're wearing your hair. The great outfit you have on. Thank you for smiling. Thank you for being nice. Because we just don't encourage enough. And some people, all they have is a social media to turn back on. They go on there to see, how am I doing? And like you said, the devil, he don't have anything for us. He wants us to be just like whatever he wants, some twisted example of God's beauty. It's a twisted. He has a standard, but it's twisted. Satan is twisted.
Yeah.
Everything he has is twisted. It's a twisted copy of what God wants. And we have to untwist it and get back to the original way, the original plan. And the way we are perfect. We're perfect in his sight. And we have to encourage ourselves and encourage each other. And don't pull each other down. You know, if somebody's different from you, it's okay. It's okay if she's not your size. It's okay if I'm not your size. It's okay if I don't have the talents somebody else have. Because in Christ, we're all in all together. We're all loved. We're all beautiful. And I don't think sometimes we tell each other enough. And I know I have to affirm that to myself each morning. I say, look, today is a day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it. And I am his, and he is mine, and he didn't make no junk. You have to tell, you look this up in the mirror and say, God didn't make no junk. Now, look at here. You might feel like junk, but he didn't make no junk, so let's get it together. But you have to, you said, Pastor, it starts with the word of God. And if I invite those today, if you don't feel like you are beautiful, go back to the maker and find out what the maker said about you. Because once you find out what God has said about you, once you find out the love that God has for you, you will never love yourself any other way. And you won't let anybody else love you less. Once I found out what God said about me, that settled it for me. That made me completely and happily happy with what I had or what I didn't have. Because I knew God said, this is all you need. This is what you need. This is how you're going to be. It's okay. But people are going to ridicule you, and they may not understand because they don't have the love of God for themselves either. And that's okay until they get it. But don't let them pull you down and never think that you are incomplete, because we're here to tell you, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're all in all and good in God. Hold your head up, open your eyes, receive everything that God has for you. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. And I hope that somebody would encourage each other. And that's my, I hope to, if I had to give somebody a request or an assignment, make sure you say something to somebody. Encourage somebody in the Lord today. Encourage some young girl. Or like I said, even a woman who, like, you know, we're in our 60s now. I like an encouraging word, too.
Yes.
Everybody needs somebody to say, you're doing good. Keep on going. It's okay. You're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I know we don't say that enough to each other. That's why we have, the pastor has this queen talk, and we call each other queens. We are queens. We are beautiful. We are made in his image. God, if our father is a king, how can we be any less? How can I be less if my dad is a king? How can I be less if my father has cattle on 1,000? How can I be less than anything? I'm not. I'm good. I'm good. You're good. And it's not just me. People, they see people, they might say, well, you think you're better than everybody else. No, I don't think I'm better than everybody else. But I know with God, I'm not less than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
God sees us as extraordinary beings, and we have to look at ourselves as extraordinary beings also.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Minister Gretchen. It's something that she just shared that was powerful. One, that we have to be able to encourage one another. We can't be caught up in being jealous or of our sister. God made each of us unique as unique beings. And each of us, as Minister Gretchen shared, as that flower that is in that bouquet, is beautifully again and wonderfully made. And even also, if you don't find someone to encourage you, there are times, my sisters, that you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, yes, you have to encourage yourself. As Minister Gretchen talked about, how she stands before the mirror and affirms herself. That is so very, very important, because you are a queen. You are created in God's image. You are a child of the Most High God. I'm going to ask also my other sister who helped us to prepare as well for this Queen Talk broadcast, Sister Joycelyn Williams, praise God. Sister Joycelyn Williams, bringing you now into the studio. Hey, Sister Joycelyn, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Pastor?
I am doing very well. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for sharing in advance with our queens on tonight on the broadcast. And I just want you to talk with me just a bit about, because I know you have a daughter as well. Share with me what, as we as older women, as it tells us that we are supposed to be able to share and reach back and encourage the younger women in the Lord, what would you tell a young woman, given the statistics that I shared earlier, teenage girls who are having eating disorders, who are basically trying to, again, fit the image that society has stated that they should, of what that and who they should be. Talk to me about what you would share with some of these young girls and elementary and teenage girls that are doing such things that are really detrimental to their own well-being.
Praise the Lord. Well, first I would tell them, I would give them encouragement of that they are beautiful in the Lord. And
amen.
Also to let them know that God is able, God, we are beautiful ladies and you are beautiful lady in the Lord. And you don't have to just worry about trying to fit yourself in society. But most of all, we need to please God because God has made all of us beautiful by the grace of God.
Amen.
And try to keep encouraging them and let them know that you don't have to go around doing all of this, you know, to try to please everybody, but we need to please the Lord and keep yourself up and look good for the Lord.
Yes, it's a blessing
all by itself, because when God made us, he made a beautiful person. He made all of us beautiful.
Amen. 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 So
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes. We are beautiful. Amen. And we have to keep that in us all, and we are the beautiful, and don't let nobody tell you any different.
That's right.
Because
that's
you
right.
Have
right.
Your own, you have to believe it yourself, not just what somebody else say, but you have to believe it for yourself.
And also to that, Sister Joycelyn, that is so true. No matter, because again, through the years, society standards have told us that sometimes if your hair might not be straight and you can wear your hair, that's natural. Hello? You know, we have beautiful hair. As those that are a part of the African-American and black race, don't be afraid to wear your hair natural.
That's right.
It is beautiful. Don't be afraid to allow the true, authentic you to be able to show forth. God has made and created all of us in all shapes, sizes, and especially in the black race as well, all shades of colors. And we are all beautiful. Please encourage your daughters to know that, because that way it ties into their own self-image and it helps to be able to encourage them. And if they have a great self-image of who they are, then they are less likely to want to go and yield to society standards and cause themselves to be changed. So,
that's right.
Continue. Yes, I thank you. I thank you so much for sharing that.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise God.
we're going to go ahead and open the lines up. Is there anyone else that would like to share in this conversation tonight? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. This topic is very, very relevant. Not only is it relevant, as I stated, it is something that is of a serious issue that can potentially be life-threatening to our women and to our daughters, to our young girls. We need to know that, as Minister Gretchen said earlier, yes, we are queens. Our Father is the King of Kings. So, yes, we are queens, and we are to value ourselves as such. Is there another tonight? Go ahead, if you would like, and press 1 on your dial pad. Well, as we are waiting, I'm going to go ahead, because we have a few more minutes left in tonight's broadcast, and I just want to thank each one of you ladies for tuning in tonight, each one of our queens for tuning in tonight. Even this week, I want you to stand before the mirror and take a look at yourself and look at whom God has created, knowing that, yes, you resonate beauty, and especially if you are a daughter of the Most High God, because that's truly with, as Minister Gretchen talked about, that love that extends from the Heavenly Father back to us as his children, that comes in through the Holy Spirit to cause us, as the scripture says, to create in us a clean heart, and our spirit then becomes renewed. Also know that as a man, or in this case woman, thinketh, so is he. So you've got to know that you know that you know. You've got to think of yourself as well as being beautifully, wonderfully made and valued. And when you value yourself, when you allow for the love of God to begin to resonate from you, then you will show forth that beauty from the inside out. Well, I don't see that there's another tonight. I would just like to thank you all. Yes, it is. Hold on one moment. Praise God. A caller, your last 4 digits are 5403. 5403. Go right ahead, please.
Hi, I just want to thank y'all for opening up the line, and I got in on it late. My name is Gloria. I got in on it late, but I just wanted to reiterate, it is so hard to stay true to yourself, and I just appreciate everything that I heard. I just want to thank you.
Amen. Amen. You're very, very welcome. Thank you, Sister Gloria. Yes, you must stay true to yourself. And the way to allow for that to happen is to be able to stay connected to the one who created us, our Heavenly Father, through his word. His word comes back and affirms who you are. And that allows you to be able to stay, praise God, true to yourself. Caller, your last 4 digits are 2084. We would like to hear from you. Go right ahead tonight.
Hello. Good evening. Yes, I think I was in queue earlier, but I don't know what happened. Just to say a few things. In using the verse about being fearfully and wonderfully made, I think one of the first things, because we start in the middle of that, and one of the things that we can teach our young girls and men, I'm a mother of 3 sons I raised, but going through this puberty in that area, they too find a lot wrong with themselves. But the first thing it says here is that I will praise thee. So when we teach our young ladies first of all, it says how to praise God and for all of those things. And I liked what the caller said about the bouquet of flowers, because one of the things that when it gets to that fearfully and wonderfully made, it begins to open up some of the wording about being curiously wrought. And the Hebrew, the rakam, or the variegate, means the diversity with colors. It's a diversity mm-hmm. with colors, also to embroidery, to do this embroidery, but make it a curious work. And it translates as curiously wrought to the fact that this embroidery is so God that it's like an intricate needlework. But I think that we can explain too, for like it's in the beginning, from when they start in the area of growing up in their puberty, and they're going through awkward stages, and they may not like everything about their bodies, and they're trying to mimic and copy others and their role models. But one of the things that that helped me in growing up, teenagers are entering puberty, is one, to let them know that they're not always going to stay that way, that God has a marvelous plan for them. And it goes down into the next verses of this particular scripture that talks about the substance that he hid for a time being, I mean, from the world, but they're not hid from him. And encourage them that the substance that may be hidden during these formative years, from 12 years old to whatever, 15, that you know what? It's like they used to say with the commercial about the spaghetti sauce, about it's in there. It's all, just let them know that it's in there. It's in you. And just give it this little bit of time. And you are what the scriptures say that you are. And also just to have them to pick out something wonderful about themselves, something they like. Of course, they're going to pick out a lot of things they don't like in comparison with someone else. But even if they say, well, I don't like anything, then the parent or the mother, the guardian, whoever, auntie, grandmother, you pick something out and say, but you have such beautiful eyes. I wish I had lashes like that. Or, you know, something along that line. That's all I have to say. Thanks for allowing me to speak.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Elder Heath. Praise God. Those were powerful, powerful comments and words, food for thought that we need to remember. As Elder he shared, you know, I remember where my son was concerned, and he, in growing up during his years of puberty, he talked about his voice, his friend not changing as soon as he would like. His other friends, their voices tended to become deeper before my son's did, and he was really concerned about that. One of the things, even with our youth and our teenagers, those things that concern them, we must take them seriously and not just dismiss them, because we know that, okay, it's just a matter of time. But to be able to take them with the seriousness that our youth bring them to our attention, and still encourage them in the midst of that, letting them know again that, as Elder Heath shared, yes, you beautifully and wonderfully made, and God, according to Jeremiah 29:11, showed them he has a plan for your life. And our timetable is not always God's timetable. He does everything and makes everything beautiful and good within its time. And sure enough, now, of course, at the age of 18, his voice has changed and he has seen
the movement, as we shared with him in his youth, of God in his life. So encourage your young people. Let them know, yes, you enjoy who you are at the stage that you are, where you are, because every step of the way is God's plan being brought into fruition. And God is not finished with you yet. No, he's not. And we have to know that, and that God has a way, again, of making everything perfect and beautiful within his time. And so, and he doesn't make any mistakes. That's also what we can share with our young people. God is not one that makes any mistakes. Everything that he does is according to his purpose and his will, and he promises to work it all together for our good. Is there another tonight, praise God, before I turn the lines over in our closing, is there another tonight? I thank you, each one of the ladies that commented tonight. I appreciate your comments. I appreciate you joining us in on this topic. And I thank you as well for those that have tuned in. I pray that this discussion has been a blessing to you. We do not close out any broadcast and just assume that everyone on the line is saved. And so I want to offer you the opportunity to get to know this Jesus Christ and the Lord that we're talking about, the Almighty God that has created us in his image. And Romans 10:9-10 shares with us that if you but believe in your heart and confess with your mouth on the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. So if there's anyone on this line that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life tonight, I offer you the opportunity to get to know him. Simply just pray a prayer that says, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I know that you came, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. I ask you, Lord, to come into my life tonight. Make me brand new. And with that, he will come into your life. He will take charge of your life for the rest of your life if you go ahead and live for him. And if you just pray but a simple prayer and you commit to live for the Lord and ask him into your life, we welcome you. Guess what? Into the kingdom of God. You are saved tonight. Hallelujah. The word of God tells us that the angels of heaven, they take notice and they begin to rejoice over but one who has given their life to the Lord. And so we rejoice along with you. If you made the decision tonight, reach out to me at 404-281-0799. I would love to talk with you and find also yourself a Bible-believing church so that you can grow in the things of God. Well, we're going to go ahead and close out tonight's broadcast. Again, I thank each one of you ladies for tuning in. We host the Queen Talk Radio broadcast each month, the first Thursday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I pray that you were blessed by this discussion, and we look forward to you tuning in next month for the Queen Talk Radio broadcast. Have an awesome night, and God bless you. Good night.
All I require for life. God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm walking in power.
Every day,